thought I would just answer maybe a couple questions before I get too deep into this audio thing, just because I know my post history can perhaps be a bit spicy for some people. And I honestly am not 100% sure why, but I am often asked about my collection of silicone fantasy dildos. So I thought I would just maybe give you a bit of insight into why I collect them and what I like about them. And then I don't have to keep answering that same stupid question over and over. 'Cause I'm gonna fill it right now. So I got into collecting specifically Bad Dragon dildos in about 2009. I think at about that point they were just starting to get like a little bit of traction online, and people were talking about it and giggling about it, and as is often the case, I think that's just a way for people to like bring it up, to be like, haha, look at this real sexy thing that I wanna fucking do, but I'm not into that. I'm not a freak. So it took me a little bit of time to work up to purchasing one, just because they're a bit expensive, and they had less selection back then, but they still had a lot of selection. I think the first model that really caught my eye was Crackers, which is, I believe, a bird, inspired cock. And you know what slaps? It's pretty fucking good. It was good enough that I was like, yeah, that seems good. Let's do it again. Back then I wasn't really I was in school, so you know, it was harder to afford these things. So the collection grew kind of slowly. I think the third dildo I bought was a bit shocking when I received it, because I finally, like, the ladies will understand, it's you don't necessarily always know what you can take until like you get it in, right? So I remember I ordered a small Ridley, which is an alien inspired dildo. And a medium-sized bruiser. And the medium-sized bruiser was incredibly intimidating, both to myself and my partner. We kind of had to like talk some of that shit out, you know? Some guys can be intimidated, and I don't really understand why. Like, I understand why. 'Cause body image is a thing, and society tells us that we're all imperfect, 'cause capitalism, right? But you know, if you're a capable person, it doesn't really matter. So anyway, that dildo shows up, and it was intimidating, and I hadn't really started to play with the firmnesses of the toys yet. So the toys come in hard, medium, and soft usually. Sometimes you can get super soft. So my first toy was a medium, felt a little bit rigid, but it's a pretty thick toy, so that can be forgiven. And then the second one I got, I believe I got a soft, but it was like a really floppy thing, so I was like, eh, fucking soft. Soft sucks. So got this very large dildo in medium firmness. Bless myself, I didn't go with hard, 'cause I'm just not, you know, it's nice to be able to flex around things a bit and feel it, give just a little bit, especially when it's big. It just makes it a bit more comfortable to accommodate it, you know? So I eventually like sold that one and even took like a little bit of a break for a bit because I was like, maybe this isn't for me. Then, you know, like tax time comes around and you're like, I'm gonna buy myself something special. And often that was looking at dicks. And the Bad Dragon community is a little bit intimidating because there's some really beautiful, beautifully collected cocks out there. Yeah, it was a bit intimidating to just have like some plain black dicks, you know? I wanted something pretty. But it doesn't, well, we can talk about that later. So took a bit of a break off and on, like tried a few over the years, kind of amassed like a slow collection, got rid of a few, kind of like off and on toyed with them because there was just some other things going on as happens in life. I mean, this was at least 6 years ago that I'm thinking now. So, I guess in the more recent years, we've started doing better for ourselves. School's all done. Careers are finally set up. We have a bit of extra income. And, I'm able to, spend a bit more time looking at extra dicks. My partner works away, so I have a lot of time to keep, myself busy. And, he doesn't seem to mind anymore, because he's a little bit more on board to use them on me, which is really fucking hot, but he doesn't really believe that, so, or maybe he does. That's not fair. He probably does. He's getting into it. So yeah, income's a little bit better, and I started kind of looking into other indie shops. Bad Dragon's still popular. It can be kind of hard to get nice things. So, start looking at some new indie shops. There, a couple off the top of my head include Strange Bedfellas, Hodgepodge Entourage, and Fantasy Grove is one of my new favorites, and Pleasure Paladin Sculptures. That's just a couple. And they all do just... So like 3D sculpting is a bit of an art. I think we can all agree. There's work put into that. And when you look at some of the designs they are making, it's just a bit astounding, really. It's just a bit amazing, the different kind of variety and shapes and sizes and textures you can get now. There are some really gifted 3D artists in this industry, and even if you're not really into collecting silicone cocks, I think you can appreciate that part of the art. So on top of the really beautiful sculpts, you have some really, really beautiful silicone pours. I spent a little bit of time thinking about trying silicone pouring, and honestly, it's a bit intimidating to me, and these people are making just stunning pieces of work, especially if you like abstract art. Some of these cocks that I have really lovely ribbons and designs on them that you can just stare at for a while because they're pretty, and you're usually recovering, so you may as well look at something pretty. So to be completely honest, I haven't actually shopped at Bad Dragon for about a year and a half now. I have been really excited to get into the, indie maker sphere and see the work that they're doing. Prices are also a little bit better. Big wink to anybody thinking of getting into collecting or looking at maybe trying one. There's really just something out there for everyone. Like, at the end of the day, what you do with your holes is your own business. And if you want to stretch it as wide as you can and then add a couple more inches, I'm not going to blame you. And you know, the fantasy silicone cocks make that really fun to explore and easy to explore. And put on a good show. Sometimes surprise people. Yeah. So I guess that's a little bit of my take on my collection. If you would like to hear more about it, I am super open to suggestions. I'm still kind of feeling the audio stuff out, so trying to kind of figure out the style that works for me, and I really take feedback well. So questions, comments, put them in the description. Like, subscribe. I could probably talk about my cocks for like another hour or so if you really let me, but I figured I'd keep this one a little short because this maybe isn't quite what everybody's into. Have a good one, guys. Bye. Hey guys, I just wanted to pop in really quickly once more and say thank you for listening. I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty high when I first started recording, and I might have got myself worked up, so I apologize if it's just a bit rambly. Thanks!